And joining us in the studio is Madison Reedy with our business news. Maddie, so Sky TV had its annual meeting, and this is really interesting because obviously we're waiting to see what goes on with the deal that they are wanting.
I have an answer for
you.
Yeah,
so this is the rugby rights deal.
Yep. This is. So yes, certainly it was an interesting meeting today and long awaited as well. There was lots of action that was due to go on there today, and it certainly did. So this was the first time that the new chair, Philip Bowman, who actually started only 2 months ago in September, and the new chief executive, who's been in the job about 7 months, Martin Stewart, had the chance to actually front up to shareholders, and shareholders actually had the chance to question them too. Now, they did make, obviously, a real effort to try and excite their shareholders today. Not only were there new faces of Philip Bowman and Martin Stewart also on the board, and the entire executive team is pretty much all refreshed, but the meeting was also at a new location. Sky has a new logo, and there was also a bit of a new look from Martin Stewart himself. He was sporting a suit today, which I had not seen him in until today, so that was a bit odd from him. Now, the chair, Philip Bowman, he said that it's working to reinvigorate Sky TV. He actually used that word. Now, he said that the status quo of the previous decades, where innovation at Sky was almost non-existent, could not continue. He told shareholders that they're obviously focusing on things like content, sport being one of the biggest there, also focusing on technology of streaming, and that they really want to retain rights, not just in sports, but also in the likes of entertainment. And the chair also mentioned that they're looking at a relentless focus on customer needs. Now, he did tell them that that will obviously cost, that any cash the company generates and earns is going to have to be reinvested to future-proof it for growth in the long term. Now, shareholders have had a lot to mull over, the Sands rugby rights deal being one of those. Also, the fact that the company has had record low share prices and its market value has sunk quite majorly. It has bounced back up now, but last week it was looking at a share price of around 85 cents, which is the lowest on record ever for the company. Now, coming back to that Sands deal, as shareholders were expected to approve the deal, they did. And in fact, they actually overwhelmingly approved this deal. So, in fact, 99.87% of shareholders said yes. Now, in actually speaking
How do you get a 99.87% of shareholders?
Well, it's done by number of shares, not number of people. So that's why there's something like, gosh, I think, you know, four million, 400 million shares on issue. And there's actually about to be more, given that that deal does include giving up some shares. In fact, issuing new shares to New Zealand Rugby in that Sands rights deal, they're getting about 5%. So that will now go ahead on the 1st of November because shareholders have approved this. Now, just having a quick yarn to shareholders as I kind of got there and afterwards as well, they were obviously relieved that Sky had got the rugby rights. That actually was what some of them said to me. One of them did in fact actually use the word terminal, said that if the counterfactual of Sky not getting that those rugby rights are from Sansa, it may have actually been the death of the business. Now, some, when it came to question time, some shareholders did actually talk about the company's big gamble on sport, and one investor actually questioned whether or not Sky was putting all of its eggs in one basket.
No closer to knowing how much they've paid.
No, and even if shareholders asked, just like whenever I asked, we were not going to get an answer on that one today, unfortunately.
Bet it away. Okay.
Absolutely.
Let's move on to Fonterra then. So it's making, the dairy giant's making moves into India.
Yeah,
what's it up to there?
It's already made some moves in there. It's just made another one. So it's launched what's called Anchor Food Professionals in the big market of India. Now, this is a business that sells products like whipped cream, stretchy mozzarella and cream cheese to, interestingly, chefs. Now, this comes after Fonterra launched its Dreamery milk brand to consumers in India in June of this year. Now, you're probably thinking, I thought Fonterra was pulling back from these big international markets and was looking at focusing on its farmers close to home in rural New Zealand. But this is actually part of Fonterra's new strategy. It wants to leverage what it calls its food service business in new markets. And India actually is an emerging market despite it being so big, which means that their population is booming and consumer spending is set to rise with it. And it's actually a market that really likes dairy. So one figure that Fonterra gave us, they said that over the next 7 years, demand for dairy from Indian consumers is set to increase by 82 billion litres. That's 7 times the forecasted growth in China. So Fonterra really does want to milk that cash cow for sure.
Boom, boom. Hey, and what else happened on the markets today?
The NZX Top 50 Index closed down 0.33% tonight. That's a fall of 37 points to close at 11,141. Sky's share price is still flat at $1.07. The New Zealand dollar, that's buying at 63 US cents, 92.8 to the Australian and 49.1 British pence.
Whoa, we're still under the 50 mark
we
for the pound. Okay, thanks, Maddie. Madison Reedy with our business wrap.